And there it goes. It's live. So, yeah, like it actually just went live. Hey, you guys. The free flow. Well, say good afternoon to you.
Stuff. Who we got coming in here? Miles Davis or something like that? DJ Miles, what's up?
What's up? How you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How you do? How you do?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, man. This is a great app to let's see. I'm gonna put in my headphones. I love hearing my headphones. Don't put on the headphones. There we go. They were great this evening. Oh man, I had a great Christmas too, by the way.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And so I was like, I remember when I was hanging down on this wonderful app in 2021. I was like, man, I gotta come back this year and check out the whole vibe and see how stereo is doing. I haven't been on this app in like, let's say two and a half years, and now I'm back in the Love it, DJ, I love it. Vegas. Well, I do. Oh, and so that's pretty good that you guys tapped in, and hopefully you guys had a wonderful Christmas like I did. Oh yeah. Anyone who wants to jam with it. I'm also gonna say this one. That's a good podcast. Here you guys, so if you guys want to chat, you know, this is what my podcast is all about. It's not just all about the music. I'm all about chatting too. Yeah. I'm all about chatting, music, entertainment, even interviews, and even more chatting. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because that's what my podcast, other people's podcast is all about, serious stuff, but I'm all about chatting and just hanging out and okay. And so this show can also be promoted as well. Here you go. I wonder how. Let's see, so we're live. And Jen our radio station is also on Rumble. So if you guys wanna follow us on Rumble yeah, man, you can feel free to follow us. It's really awesome. Yeah. That's looking nice. It's great. WLZ Kickadee. Oh, that's great. You could actually sample just different audiences. Yes. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. And can you guys hear me this evening? What's that good evening to you? And hello. Stereo's a really good app too, by the way. Oh, this sounds like a good person to talk to and see this. Oh man, I love finding great folks. Great folks to talk to and see this. And it's all folks from all over the country. I don't follow them on TikTok. Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good app there. And let's see. Let's see, they're going around searching. Hey, let them call things wonderful. The good old music. I love music talking to. Oh, just anybody. Just anybody. Like, cause if you like to talk about great music, oh, yeah, so do I. Cause good music is always. It's good. Huh. Did they want to talk again or no? Oh, okay. Let's see, testing. Hey. Oh, man, they sound pretty good right there.
Sorry.
Hello, man. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Alright, are we playing by Drew rules? Because Drew is stricter than I am, but... Go ahead, Miles. What's up?
He's got my interest as of right now.
He sits there like Simon Cowell. He gave somebody with a heavy
and then he came in sounding like he was hosting a radio show, so I was like, I like it, I'm listening.
I like how he sounds professional. All right, well, first and key factor, this is going to be the biggest pressure point. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Sorry, not where are you from. Where do you live? My bad.
Yeah, I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee, born and raised in Tennessee.
Is this actually how you sound?
Why do you talk? Is that why you talk like that?
Oh yeah, I run a good radio station, and I'm also.
What do you call yourself?
Oh, my nickname is DJ Miles Radio. Like, hello, this is DJ Miles Radio at WLV Kickity.
I like him a lot already.
Yeah. And
I like this one, DJ Miles. Name this person. So we're about to come back with the top 100 hits, but the top 10 on the pop chart is... Who's that?
Is... Well, we know... Couple of the top songs like Olivia.
Coming at you with the top 10 hits on the top 10 day.
That's not fair.
So we got Olivia.
It's Casey.
What?
Thank you, Kiki. It's
Casey Kasem.
Coming at you quick, Casey Kasem on the top 10 hitch on the top 10 chart.
The top 10 hits, yes.
Hey, Miles, I'm going to give Kasem. You a... Miles, I'm going to give you a follow, and then...
Oh, no.
I'm going to ask for a favor from you at some time, but I will explain it to you in the back chat.
Okay.
Drew is literally trying to contrive, as a producer does. He's trying to contrive a meeting with you to create a Drew and DJ Miles show, and it's such bullshit.
No, I'm not. That's not
scumbag, dude.
Why can't you talk?
That's not welcome to the Miles and Drew show.
Drew,
that's right.
Would it be in the background?
This is the Drew show on DJ Miles Radio. I could even be your producer.
I never been on the DJ Miles and Drew show, but I did a bit. Michelle told me about it, and I was like, I gotta do it.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good, Miles. I hope I can.
So I was.
I can
like,
count on you at some.
We were walking there, and then I was like, the DJ Miles and the Drew. Oh, Christopher Walken has to be on the show. Who knew? Wow.
What do you guys do on the show? I wonder.
So you know who the producer is now, too? Well, me, dude. Me, motherfucker! I'm the producer! Oh, I'm taking over. You can control the Charlie and Drew show because you've made me your little lab rat. But now I control the Drew
I'm not
Miles show. Because I know how to use you bitches. You understand?
No, I'm not going to... I'm not doing another show. I'm not doing another show.
The shit has become the master. You're fucked. I will destroy you. I will take it down to the bottom of the depths, Hobbit style. Fucking Lord of the Rings, down to Mordor, where everything burns, including you. Including you, Drew.
Oh man.
Drew-dor. Drew-dor.
This app is so dope. It's so dope.
You think you can control me and bring your religion into this bowling alley?
Man, we lost him.
Yeah, no, nah, it doesn't matter. Who cares?
No, I'm not planning a show with him. I'm not planning a show with him.
Ricky Gervais.
I'm interested in having his services for something, but not a show. Not a show.
Jesus Christ, what are you, a fucking... See, Drew thinks of himself as a gay pimp. It's hilarious. He's like...
No, 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 no.
I'm just such a good business consultant.
I don't know if that was a grunt or a fart.
I think it was a cuckoo. Cuckoo, ca-choo.
It might have been a cuckoo. It was a grunt.
Or it was a queef. It might have been a queef.
It was a fart.
Or it was a queef. Did you release some... What was happening?
Are you talking to me? I said it was stretching.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you do need to get stretched in order to queef, so he might not be.
Yeah, dude, she was doing some yoga, dude, and released some urethra gas, dude.
Kiki, I have a question. Because I need a woman's opinion on this. Now,
DJ Miles.
Because I'm not. Okay, so when you're having sex with a man. Right. And you know, a man is causing you. A man is causing you to queef, right?
Right.
Now, is that something a man should be proud of or be shameful of?
No, girls feel shameful of it for some reason.
It's really not.
Because it sounds like a fart, dude. Everyone's gonna feel bad about the sound.
No, no, no. And listen, you're not on Charlie. What, Kiki?
Did you want Charlie's opinion as a woman? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Here's how it.
No, I'm cutting him off.
Have you ever been behind someone and then you go to put like the rest of the mustard or ketchup on your hot dog, and then it goes. And you're just like, oh, excuse me, as a joke.
Okay, you're not.
Girls feel like
what
that.
What I'm getting at is, what I'm getting at is that when for a woman to queef, some air has to get up in there. So
Pressurized.
So I am confused as to like,